Hi, this is the dictation for Kimura, LFKIMORAALIFF. Date of birth is 9/26/2004. Date of accident is 6/26/2021. Date of service is 9/14/2022. Kimura Alif is here for a follow-up evaluation. She allegedly was involved in an automobile accident on... as a restaurant driver, where she was rear-ended. This impact had caused her severe headaches, along with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, blurred vision, spots in the vision. She also started having severe pain in the both shoulders, and especially the left, with neck pain and the lower back pain, mid-back pain. Radiation to the left arm as numbness, tingling involving first, second, third, fourth finger, and the left buttocks and left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion without the involvement of any toes. Headaches continued to the level of 10. The patient has had a conservative treatment only, and she has never come for any injection treatment or any surgical consultation. Currently, her pain level is reported to be 6 in the area of left shoulder and lower back only. She also points at the right sacroiliac joint in addition. The pain level is usually 6 and varies from 2 to 6, and the ADLs have not been affecting her incredibly except in the area of mood and work, which is 6. 80% relief has been obtained as reported by the patient utilizing various other protocols. And in the system review, in patient reports of headaches and ear ringing, tension, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in both the shoulders, especially the left, is worse, and pain in the lower back mainly, along with stiffness, with decreased range of motions of the left shoulder, 230 degrees of abduction. In the GI, patient suffers from constipation, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel are present, and no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report, the pain level has been same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance is, the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. The blood pressure is 123/89, pulse is 84, and the rest of the exam is same as previous visit, which is 8/11/2022. Dictation number is 0815-056. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is, the patient is now seeing a neurologist, Dr. Benson, for her TBI. She's seeing Dr. Weiss for her neuropsych, and she is continuing on her medications that are naproxen, as well as cyclobenzaprine or Flexil 7.5 milligram twice a day, and lidocaine patch and Votrin gel. She has from the previous visit. The patient can continue her physical therapy still 2 times a week at lower back and shoulder areas, left shoulder especially, with traction massage. She also can continue acupuncture, chiropractor. She is now on a light duty 10-pound limit to lift.